Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management and Blackridge Asset Management LLC. Peak Broker Services LLC is not an affiliate of Independent Solutions or Financial Guys LLC.
You're listening to The Financial Guys.
We're $23 trillion in debt, honey. We don't have an extra surplus of money. Newsflash, guys. Stop attacking businesses, because when all the businesses are gone, nobody's going to pay your salary anymore. You get that?
If the goal is to create a loser mentality, you're winning.
I'm going to build a big, beautiful wall with a big, beautiful door. Well, guess what? We have a big, beautiful door, all right? It's the wide
it's
open southern border, right?
Yeah.
Here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Alrighty, welcome back. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, the place where money meets politics. Appreciate you joining us. Hopefully, if you're on YouTube, make sure you hit the bell, subscribe, like us, and place where money meets politics. Let's jump right into it, Glenn. A Republican convention this week. Mm-hmm. The left is doing whatever they can to try to smash the Republicans. It's so funny to me. I caught a little clip of Rachel Maddow earlier this week, mm-hmm. and she's just... It's unreal how she actually acts like the inner cities, the cities that the Democrats have run for years, are not on fire. I mean, you'd never think, right?
Nothing to see here.
Yeah, and it's funny because Trump was talking about his accomplishments with COVID.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I don't watch CNBC. I was back and forth trying to get the clips of it. And she says, she goes, I'm going to bring on a doctor to refute some of this stuff, right? And I turned to my wife, Amy, and I said, this is bullshit. I bet you this is not a doctor. I would bet everything that this is a professor. Sure enough, Googled him within seconds, first line, professor, dot, dot, dot. I'm like, yep, there it is. He found the professor that wants to get, you know, another $1 million for his case study somewhere.
Yeah. So I was on a call, speaking of which, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I was on a call this week, and I'm going to forget if I don't say this now, reviewing a portfolio for a high net worth client, you know, looking at some different real estate opportunities for a 1031 exchange. And we were talking about some properties in San Jose, and they were talking about San Jose College, where Google's pulling all these kids from. And it was something like, and I don't have a statistic in front of me, so I'm just going to ballpark it. It was something like the college has... Like it was basically, long story short, it was a 3-to-1 ratio of kids to professors. It was like 19,000 kids and like 8,000 professors.
Right,
or something.
Right.
Like, what?
They're all doing testing.
What?
That's what they're doing. They're all doing testing. They're all looking for government grants.
Exactly.
To do
I'm like, what
exactly
do you mean? Literally, it was for there was three. I should go grab the notes. There was three kids for every, or one professor for every three kids was the ratio. It was one
Ridiculous.
To three at San Jose State University or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So when we talk about the left-wing media, and I've been saying this for a while, you know, I mean, they're winning. In some cases, they're winning. And this is a recent study we've been talking a week about out of First Trust. A recent survey found that the U.S. public believes that 20% of the U.S. population has been infected by the COVID-19.
Crazy.
This is crazier to me, though. And 9% have died due to the pandemic. They believe that 9% of the COVID-tested people have died of COVID. Now we'll be lucky to be at 0.003 by the time this thing plays itself out. But you want to talk about total incompetence. I mean, you want to talk about
propaganda.
But propaganda, but then, you know, come on. I mean, do a little bit of research, right?
But they just get the fear porn, right? It's just constant fear. Oh, my God, you got to wear a mask. They're seeing people getting thrown off of airplanes.
Yeah.
Delta Airlines, shame on you, by the way.
Oh, right.
I think it was Delta, at least.
It was Delta.
Delta threw off O'Neill, who was
Bin Laden.
One of the Marines, the SEAL team that killed Bin Laden. Like, how dare you?
A U.S. hero.
Because he took his mask off to take a selfie and put the mask on his lap. You're going to eject somebody. They ejected a woman who couldn't keep her six kids.
Yeah.
Sadly, you got to feel so bad for this lady. Look, it's tough enough to fly with kids. We've all been there, right? I've been there. You've been there, right?
Yeah.
To have your kids be forced to wear a face mask. She had one of her two-year-olds, her youngest child, take off her mask. They kicked her and her six kids off the flight. Get a grip, people.
Yeah, the masks have to go. By the way, we've posted on
have
our
some
Facebook
sympathy
page.
Though. Have some empathy for other people, and don't give me this. Wow, you don't have empathy because you're not saving lives by wearing a mask. We're going to play this Tucker Carlson clip, and I unfortunately couldn't find the CDC piece yet. I will. I guarantee you, where they talk about a memo to the states, where they talk about the fact that the masks are not effective at all, and don't even bother to factor that in when you're trying to determine the spread or not the spread.
Yeah. Well, I
now,
we actually
one
posted.
Scientific Pacific Medical's blind study yet. Not one. And we talked about that, too, that, you know, Seattle Times or whatever came out and said, well, we got to have, you know, to do a blind study, you'd have to have a group of people that would volunteer to go around without a mask because they get sick of. They're there, folks. No, I volunteer.
No. Actually, the studies are there. We posted it to our Facebook page. Multiple study after study showing that actually masks cause more harm than good. There was a bunch of surgeons out of England that spent 6 months wearing masks during surgery and 6 months without to study the results. And the, by far, not even a question, way healthier to not wear a mask than wear a mask. And surprisingly, they were shocked. They're like, wow, that's funny that you would think. Yeah. But the masks come in with contamination. They're dirty. They're filthy. I was in a big box store yesterday. And, of course, I never wear a mask. I'm walking in without a mask. And, you know, nobody says anything to me. But I'm at the counter. Very nice lady. She's ringing me out. And I see her pull her mask up, right, and then take her shirt and wipe her nose with it.
Right.
Now, this poor lady, and I'm sympathetic to her because, I'm sure the big box stores got to do what they got to do. They don't have to do it. Let me back that up. Get a set of stones and stop it. But she's being told through her employer, we're not going to pay you unless you wear this mask. And I'm sure she's wearing this disgusting, filthy thing all day, breathing in her own oxygen. It's probably contaminated, disgusting filth that's been made overseas on some floor in a warehouse. Mm-hmm. But I'm laughing because she can't breathe, so she's picking up her mask to wipe her nose and her face, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, talk about a COVID,
what's the point,
contaminated,
right?
Disgusting mess,
yeah.
Right?
Well, germs,
I mean, I'm just laughing.
Germs breed in warm, moist places,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, like
and
masks.
So,
yeah,
exactly. Yeah. When you look at the the different studies that that they have actually done, and the CDC looked at the flu. What I'm looking for, and the scary thing, Mike, is when even President Trump had a big announcement that over the weekend, he announced that they've got some new treatments that they've approved, these plasma things. And then a doctor came on, and the doctor actually, I didn't agree with a lot of what he said, but one thing I did agree with, and he said, look, we haven't done the proper studies on this.
No.
Now, we have experience with plasma and things like that. He goes, look, and he says he's been saying the same thing I'm saying. I want a blind, actual medical trial. What you do with that is you have a blind pool, right? Some people get the placebo, some people don't. Because what they're saying is, well, we tried out this drug and or this plasma or whatever, and it seemed to heal X amount of people. Well, what you don't know is that X amount of those same people may have gotten better on their own anyways,
right?
And
which,
so
which is,
with
which
all of these
happening.
Different drugs, including hydroxychloroquine, by the way, and by the way, thank you, YouTube, for yet again taking down one of our videos, because God forbid, think about this, folks, how scary and disgusting this is, that companies like Google, which owns YouTube, is taking the, if you say anything that goes against the World Health Organization, which we know is taking talking points directly from the Chinese Communist Party.
Yep.
If you say anything that goes against what WHO says, they will take you down on YouTube. So basically, to extrapolate that, Google is taking their marching orders directly from the Chinese Communist Party on what content in our free speech country we're allowed to share. That's
how
not
about
right.
This, by the way? China is back to school 100%.
Yeah, right.
Nobody's wearing masks over there. There's no outbreak over there. Their economy is coming back. They're looking at 3-4% growth rates now.
Yep.
So things are moving back. And talk about winning, by the way, right? So they give us this flu, right?
Yep.
And then they do what needs to be done. I'm not saying they did everything right, because it's communism and they're locking people in homes and stuff like that in buildings. But at the end of the day now, they're going back to normal. And I continue to ask the question, and you do as well, I want America back. Like, where is America? We're going to play this clip by Tucker, but I want America back. I want to be able to go to a restaurant and on a Friday night and possibly have a beer without having to buy a whole sandwich.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, can't just have wings now. So think about
this. And if I see a friend across the way, I'd like to be able to go over and shake their hand and say, how you doing, man? It's really great to see you, right? We were all told that we can't overwhelm the hospitals. And by the way, that we were talking about these ridiculous the statistics that are not, these people are believing this garbage.
Yep.
You restaurant owners are believing it as well. We're on a call a few weeks ago, and we're hearing from restaurant owners are saying, well, maybe we'll take people's temperatures and text them out. What are you doing? Where the hell are you? He goes, and this is a restaurant owner. He goes, well, we can't overwhelm the healthcare system. This is what he, I said, wow. Where are you?
What are you watching?
You missed it. This was before you got on, Glenn. I said, where? What are you watching the overwhelm the healthcare system?
What are you talking about?
We've never overwhelmed the healthcare system. I said, you live in New York. Did you not see the $21 million boat that got sent back that we didn't use? Did you not see that? Like, well, he goes, really? This is what he says. Really? I'm like, yeah, really.
Really?
You're a business owner.
Really?
Man. Start
do
to
you
look
live
at this
under
stuff.
A rock?
Right.
Look, if you do live under a rock, and I'm okay with that, right?
Right.
If you are one of those people that go, look, our good friend Brian Breisinger said there are three people in life and only three, and he's absolutely right about this. There are those that make it happen, those that make excuses why it doesn't happen, and those that just go through life wondering what the hell just happened.
Right.
And there's a lot of those people out there, right? God bless them, right? You live your ignorant bliss. You go along. Yeah. You have no idea who's in office. You
How
don't
do you
know
run
who your congressman
company,
is.
How do you run a business?
How do you run a business? But look, if you're that person, though, if you're that person, then just keep your ignorant opinions to yourself, please.
That's right.
If you have no idea what's going on and all of a sudden you emerge from your basement and all of a sudden go, oh, my God, we can't overwhelm the healthcare system, please, please.
Right. They think they do, though. He cannot over. We were told. I'm like, where?
We were told.
We're laying off people.
Oh, my God.
This is a business owner.
Oh,
and he owns a pretty big restaurant. I said,
just,
where are you? We're actually laying off nurses. We don't have a shortage of nurses. Apparently, we have too many. We're telling them to go home.
Yeah.
Really? Really? Like, wow.
Wow.
Holy cow.
Wow.
He's part of the, I think, 9% of the whole population died from this stuff.
Craziness.
We're up to about 813,000 deaths around the globe, around the world.
Right.
Right.
Billions of people. Billions of people.
Billions of people. We've got 813,000. And I know people go, well, you know, a lot of them are in the U.S. Nah, that's bullshit. Bullshit.
No,
bullshit.
No, it's
I'm
not
calling
right.
bullshit.
That's not true.
I'm calling, but 170,000 people died with COVID, not of COVID.
Right.
That's a big difference. With COVID, of COVID. Very few people died of COVID. Was there people that died of COVID? Yes. Was it a tough flu in the beginning? Yes.
Yep.
It was a tough respiratory disease.
Yep.
Is it mutating itself out? You better damn well believe it is.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, more numbers coming out of the Florida, right? And by the way,
I was going to mention that.
Andrew Cuomo, Dirtbag Andrew, that'll be the last state to come off the do not fly or come back to New York list because the governor there's got a brain in his head and he was calling him out, right? So he's going to teach him a lesson. And of course, the mental midgets in New York are going to follow suit with Andrew and go, yep, it's a hotbed down there. Not a hotbed. No, in fact, the mayor of Palm Beach County said we need to go back to normal. We're going to start a final phase to open this thing back up. You know why? Because our numbers are way down, right? Way down.
Yeah, kids went back to school in the last couple of weeks here in Florida, and it's good to see. I mean, it's good to see people going back to school. It's good to see these kids off. You know, you see some of these parents that are just at their wit's end. This is interesting, too, in this chart, by the way. And I posted both the corner where we talked about the 9% of people surveyed believe that that's the death rate or 9% death rate. But I also posted the whole piece. This is a one pager that First Trust puts out. First Trust is a huge financial firm that does a whole bunch of what they call unit investment trusts and other types of packaged investments. Great company. But their analysts decided to put out this one page COVID tracker. That's just graphs and quick facts. And there's a lot of really interesting stuff on this. And they put this out, I think it's every week. So I'll start posting this on a regular basis. This whole thing, by the way, is posted to our Twitter feed. If you don't follow us, you need to. At FinGuys on both Twitter and Parler, and probably up on other places as well soon, like Gab and things like that. But when you look at the lockdown severity around the world, this is as of August 17th.
Yeah.
You know, we were, you know, one of the most locked downs. We're still the most locked. Now, France jumped way up there. France locked down more than we did, except France has backed it way down now.
Yeah.
We haven't, if you look at our green line on this chart, we haven't backed it down at all. I mean, we backed it down just a smidge in places like Georgia and Florida that said enough is enough.
Yep.
But for the most part, we are now the most locked down part of the world. And by the way, our numbers are just very similar. You know, we're slightly better. We're not way worse. But we're not way better either.
Well,
we're the exact same as everybody else, whether they locked down or didn't lock down or masked or didn't mask or whatever.
Well,
but
look at this factor, Glenn, deaths per million.
Well, that's a big deal.
And look at the states, by the way, that locked down inside the U.S. Now, you talked about some of the states like Florida that are opening up. That are you know, allowing people to go back to somewhat of a free, you know, life.
Mm-hmm.
But you look at states like New Jersey and New York, and they are three times that of Sweden. Three times.
That's
so
right.
When you look at the
That's
United
right.
States of America versus Sweden, you say, we're pretty close. But when you do the detailed work, right, and you actually look into it, if we didn't have places like New York and New Jersey that were on full lockdown. Would we be, would Sweden have beat us? And I would say yes, right? I mean, and the reason I would say that is I'm not making this up. Again, I'm going to say this to him blue in the face. Andrew Cuomo himself said 7 out of 10 people that got a severe case of COVID were locked down in the house, right? That didn't work.
Well, yet, clearly.
This moron's still doing it. You've got de Blasio, by the way. Do you see that picture of him with a hot dog stuffed in his face?
No.
They said, hey, Mayor, do we have a plan on when we're going to reopen the indoor dining?
No idea.
Yeah. He goes, nope, no idea. That's exactly what he said. No, we don't have a plan. So let me get this straight. 90% of restaurants are upside down right now. 60 to 70% of them aren't going to make it out. You're stuffing a hot dog in your mouth on the sidewalk, but you don't have time to sit down and proactively put together a plan for indoor dining.
No.
By the way, if you get a chance, and I don't know if we posted this to our Facebook page. If not, I'll find it. There was a gentleman riding through New York City and really talking about the damage that was done there.
Sad.
And just everything boarded up for
it's
mile
never coming
after
back.
Mile after mile. It is never coming back.
Never coming back, folks.
Nah. People
not
are leaving
while de Blasio's there, at least.
No, nah, they're leaving. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine who moved to New York City years ago, and her husband now live in Long Island, and she said, boy, they're leaving the city like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
You said, you can see the property values going up around there. And by the way, there'll still be success stories, right? That's how socialism works, folks. Mm-hmm. Socialism works. There's still going to be winners. There's just going to be a lot more losers, right? You'll see the gap between the rich and the poor get wider. You'll see some winners out there. You'll just see more losers. You'll see more homelessness, which we're now seeing in New York State, which, by the way, we called. That would have happened anyways because we were going that way, right? You had Andrew Cuomo,
well,
the Blasio.
That's where somebody
anytime California did something foolish, it was, let's see if we can catch up to them.
Yeah, right. Let's race to the bottom. Somebody on Twitter said, well, Florida's now going just as bad as New York. So you'll be in the state. I said, no, here's the difference. Florida went into the crisis with a budget surplus of about $2 billion.
Yeah.
New York went into the crisis with a $6 to $10 billion budget shortfall.
Yep.
New York has a budget of $165 to $170 billion. Florida has a budget of about $78-80 billion.
Yeah.
Half of what New York is. Let me give you some other stats, by the way, because facts matter, right? Right, Governor Cuomo, facts matter.
Yeah.
So take a moment off your speaking tour and your victory lap to just absorb these. Just absorb these numbers. The Democrats always seem to put the worst possible of people with the worst track records up on these pedestals as these heroes, right?
That's right.
George Floyd, hero of the African-American community. Really?
Right.
Really? A career criminal that pointed a gun at a pregnant woman and robbed her? Really?
The African-American police officer that was killed, not so much a hero.
No, so much a hero. Yeah, the retired police sergeant that was killed in the rioting, he doesn't matter. But, hey, let's take let's take a George Floyd or let's take a, whatever. Let's take a Governor Cuomo. Let's talk about statistics. You're taking Governor Cuomo. You Democrats now put him up on a pedestal and said, look at New York as the model for success. Let's talk about that, okay? Here's a model for success. Sweden, that didn't do any lockdowns. They didn't cancel school. They protected their seniors, right? They protected their vulnerable. They had no mask mandate and no shutdowns. Sweden is a population of 10 million people. They have about 6,000 deaths, okay? Florida has a higher population of elderly people than New York. About the same population, a little bit more, 20 to 21 million people in Florida. Right now, the death toll is at 7,000 in Florida, okay? Now, of those 7,000, by the way, many of them did not die from COVID. They died with COVID.
With COVID.
Like the motorcycle accident.
That's right.
Or the gunshot victim. Literally, a guy sadly committed suicide, had COVID, counted as COVID, right?
Yep.
Clearly not a COVID death.
Not of COVID, right?
So now let's take a look at New York. So again, Sweden, 10 million people, 6,000 deaths, no lockdown, no masks. Florida, slight lockdown, slight mask, but not anywhere near as severe as New York. 20 million people, 7,000 deaths. Now let's look at New York. 20 million people in New York, the most severe lockdowns, the most aggressive mask mandates, right?
The
most aggressive,
destroying the economy.
Destroying the economy. 20 million people, same as Florida, twice that of Sweden, 32,000 deaths. Get it, folks?
Yep.
10 million people in Sweden, 6,000 deaths. 20 million in Florida, 7,000.
He'll write a book and then
32,000 deaths.
These folks will eat it up like you've never seen before. By the way, suspected drug overdoses rose by 18% in March, 29% in April, and 40% 2% in May compared to the same months last year. It's not COVID in a box, folks. No. Start waking up. Start taking the masks off.
Let me give you another horrible statistic, Mike. Let me give you another terrible statistic. This one is really just breaks my heart. And this is something that, shame on all of you liberals that are pushing the lockdowns, the masks, the fear-mongering. Yep. Shame on all of you.
Yep.
Because you're destroying our youth, okay? According to a CDC survey conducted from June 24th to June 30th of 2020, 25.5% of young Americans aged 18 to 24 reported having seriously considered suicide in the past 30 days. Now, that may seem like a lot. It is a lot. But now let me compare it to what it was for the previous 10 years, because that really makes it shocking. This represents a significant increase from an average of only 7.9% for age 18 to 25-year-olds from 2008 to 2018. So for the whole block of 2008 to 2018, okay, an average of 7.9 young adults age 18 to 24 seriously considered suicide. That number now has over tripled to 25.5. What are we doing, folks? Amongst that age group, we have like 3 deaths. I mean, I'm not sure exactly what the number is, but it's close. Yeah. It's single digits, I think.
Well, you probably probably saw this video. Ridiculous. What's the average age of death of COVID patients?
Yeah, 78.
78.
Yeah. Just what's so happy the average death. Yeah, exactly.
What's the average age of our deaths anyways? 78. Hey, what we're going to do, we're going to take a real, real quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk. Let's play that video from Tucker. I think that's really important. I want America back, and conservatives need to start fighting for it.
We got to play some of this Maxima Alvarez from the Monday night DNC. He stole the show last night. Cuban National, just an amazing story, amazing success story. But you hear the emotion in his voice. It's so critical, and it's so important to listen to his message. Our radio shows this Saturday will feature a colleague and a good friend of ours from Cuba. He's a American citizen today, but he was born in Cuba, and he'll tell us about his experiences and what America means to him. That'll be on Saturday's radio shows on the Financial Guys Radio Network on all of our stations, WBEN, FTL.
A real Cuban.
Yeah, Antonio Oliva has been a friend of ours for a long, long time. Tony and I share an office here in Florida.
Oh, my God, Antonio. I'm going to start calling him Antonio. I've called him Tony forever. Antonio. I like Antonio better.
That's his real name, Antonio Oliva.
I know. It sounds like polished.
Mr. Tony, I always call him. Mr. Tony.
Antonio. Anyway.
All right, very short break. We'll be back.
Welcome back, Mike Lomas, Global Financial Guys, the place where money meets politics. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Don't forget to hit the bell, subscribe on YouTube. We need to get that conservative message out there, folks. We're being suppressed at everywhere you go. We're running a commercial, a home and auto commercial for our home and auto division this week. We got kicked off of Fox. I don't know if it was Fox in just in Western New York or if it was like a Fox, you know, national type of thing, but. You know, one of our taglines is it's so easy. We shop over 25 companies to save people money. And we could, you know, our tagline is we'll, you know, let us shop 25 companies in 14 minutes. It's so easy a liberal could do it. And they were offended by that, apparently. So
everything's offensive today. Everything's offensive today. It's like,
did you see the Chiefs, by the way? The NFL Chiefs.
What if you're actually an Indian? But what if you're, what if you're Elizabeth Warren and you want to go in your traditional Indian guy? You're just, it's just ridiculous.
If you're Elizabeth Warren?
I'm serious. Dead serious.
Or what if you're like Hillary Clinton and, you know, that's your day, right? Like you're a black woman one day and then you're an Indian the next. But what if you're transgender? Right? Like, I thought, wait a minute, I thought we could be whatever we wanted to be. If I wanted to be an Indian that day, why can't I be an Indian?
Only Elizabeth Warren could be an Indian.
Yes.
That's it. Only the liberals can be what they want. Amazingly, like Sean King, he's a white guy. He's completely rebranded. He identifies as black. Yeah. How do you do that?
I don't know.
Can I identify as a pigeon? A fiddler crab? I mean, this is ridiculousness. Like, where's it end, right? I mean, so Tucker did a great piece this week, and I want to get to some of this Maximo Alvarez speech because I thought he absolutely crushed it and knocked it out of the park.
They had a lot of great speakers, by the way.
They did. What a difference in tone. Oh my God. Yeah. You listen to the DNC, it was like a funeral. And think about the speakers they had. They had Charlie Kirk. They had, a business owner in Montana. They had Maximo Alvarez, a Cuban. American immigrant. They had, I mean, just positive, uplifting, positive people.
The Dems have AOC. She doesn't even support Biden.
I know. The Dems have AOC. The Dems have Michael Bloomberg, Mr. I'm going to have a big... Michael Bloomberg, by the way, and Tucker talked about this on the PC the other night, is and these Democrats are unbelievable, right? Michael Bloomberg is the same guy flying around at private helicopters everywhere he goes. He doesn't drive just an SUV, folks.
No.
He drives a helicopter, right? So he gets picked up by private planes and private this. These folks like Al Gore and who's the Wolf of Wall Street guy?
Titanic.
DiCaprio on his multi these folks put out more carbon.
What's his first name? Ford. I sent you the other day. Real liberal, all about saving the world from carbon footprint. And he flew in a private plane. Dropped his son off to school in a private plane.
Right. Like, all of them, right? So these folks like DiCaprio and folks, they put out more carbon emissions than entire neighborhoods put out.
That's right.
They put a DiCaprio will emit more carbon dioxide. A Bloomberg will emit more carbon dioxide from flying on his private planes and helicopters than you will in half of your lifetime, folks.
Not to mention
in 1 year.
Not to mention DiCaprio's movies, right, with the lights.
Right. And these are the ones that are telling us that we have to, you know, drive, you know, roller skates and things like that. It's all about control, folks. And Tucker absolutely nails it with his piece recently. So we don't normally play other – I mean, we play a lot of, you know, pieces. Yeah. But we don't typically play, like, opinion show pieces. Like, we don't play clips of Tucker or Hannity or Rush or any of those folks very often. We're typically trying to play the politicians or interviewing and things like that. But this piece is so good. So good. I got to, you know, tip the hat again to Tucker Carlson and Fox News, but really Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, really Tucker.
He's doing an unbelievable job.
There's a few folks that need to be drained out of that swamp for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Tucker is on fire, and he, in an 8 or 10 minute bit, Tucker will just absolutely, I don't know who, if he does his own writing or if he's got the best team of writers out there, but he is phenomenal. This is a recent piece that he just did, and it was just good. But before I play this piece, getting back for a second, you mentioned the DNC and AOC. Mike, they had a convicted a woman who, you know, tortured her husband or boyfriend, you know, did horrible things. I don't know if she ended up killing him. That was their speaker. Yeah. That's their kind of speaker, right?
No, that's their platform.
They had
now.
Speakers at the DNC talking about defunding the police, right?
Yep.
Destroying capitalism. We played some of those clips for you.
Look at their cities are on fire. I had a buddy of mine, by the way, a prison guard at Wendy. One of his buddies was actually stabbed in the back of the head.
Terrible.
Right? So he goes, Mike, I want you to think about this. And he goes, you know, he knows, I know, but he goes, think about this. He goes, I have to welcome their friends and family into the prison now.
Right.
He goes, you have a grandmother in a nursing home that you're not allowed to see.
Right.
But I've got these dirtbags that are stabbing my friends in the prison.
Yep.
And we're still being forced to let their friends into the prison so they can see their family and friends. But you can't go see your grandmother at a nursing home. But that's the platform they're running on. And by the way, folks, you conservatives, I continue to say it, you better stand up. You better wake up. Now, I will say there was a Blue Lives Matter rally this week down in the city of Buffalo or down in the waterfront, Tonawanda. And there was a ton of people there. And I was so proud to see that. Russ Thompson really was the organizer of that. Did an awesome job. We plugged it a lot in the radio. A lot of our listeners from this podcast and the radio show were there. But that was great to see. But I'll tell you what, we need to step up and we need to have a voice and we need to start protecting our neighborhoods. We need to get people there that have a set of stones. Don't let these, you know, Antifa folks start spray painting your businesses anymore. Step up and protect ourselves, right? We're too quiet. We just let it all happen. We just sit back and it'll be okay, right? No, when it starts to come out into your neighborhood, start to fight back. Throw the masks out, by the way. We're at a 0.66% infection rate in the state of New York with a 99.7% cure rate on this thing.
Listen to what Tucker says about the masks, though. He just found the team of researchers.
It's not about the flu. If the numbers were what these mental midgets think they are, meaning that, you know, we did have 6 million people die in this country, I'm wearing a mask.
I understand it.
We're not even close to that.
No.
We're 96%, 97% away from that, right?
Big difference.
The normal flu is way more violent to children. We got these people going back to school.
in Oswego, by the way, there's police. My niece goes to Oswego. She said there's campus police that are literally patrolling the neighborhoods looking for kids in groups. I mean, that's out of control.
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
This is ridiculous. Right. Let me play this clip. This is just brilliant. Tucker, nice job again. It just crushes it here. This is as I was going to say, I wish I had the army of researchers to find this stuff.
Yeah.
He found a little footnote in a CDC memo, and listen to this, folks.
You're the one who's doing it. You're the one who's killing humanity. You're the one who must change. You've got too many kids. You drive a pickup truck. You forgot to wear your little mask. You're going to hell. Good luck with your bankruptcies and your opioid crisis and your broken lives, Middle America. We'll be at the Yellowstone Club having a drink. It's a scam. It's an obvious scam. Here's another data point for you that you won't see on television. Less than a month ago, on July 31st, the CDC, Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, our primary public health organization, funded by the federal government, released guidelines to state health departments about patients infected with the coronavirus. How do you track the spread of this disease? In a footnote in the release, the CDC acknowledged that researchers lack evidence that, quote, masks offer any protection against coronavirus, any at all. As health officials work to track the spread of the virus, the CDC suggested that they ignore whether or not people were wearing masks. In other words, wearing a mask may be completely irrelevant to the spread of the virus. Huh?
I mean, it's just, you know, he goes on. It's a great piece. I'll make sure I post it to our
We convinced
Twitter
the world that you can be sick without having symptoms.
Yeah.
We convinced the world that you are sick without having symptoms. Now, some of these people are mentally ill, right? I've been in stores and they're screaming at me, and I'm thinking to myself, you have a mask on. If the mask works,
you should be fine.
I can't spit through it, right? You're fine. Just stay away from me. But we've convinced the world that you can be sick without having
symptoms. A disease so deadly that you have to be tested to know you have it. And again, you know, certainly not to minimize the folks that
And most
were,
of the tests
you know,
are wrong.
Well, yeah, most of us are wrong. But not to minimize, certainly, you know, the virus has killed a lot of folks, mainly over the age of 80, sadly, right?
Yep.
The as you pointed out, I think what we have to look at, you know, median death of COVID, 78. The median death of Americans is 78. And I think you have to look at and really start to, because here's the thing. We polluted the numbers, folks. We polluted on purpose, right? Dr. Birx came out in March or April and early on and said, somebody asked a reporter, actually had the brains ask the question, how are you counting which people die from other symptoms or what are you putting? She says it right on, it's on tape, folks. We're counting if you died with COVID, but you had other symptoms like, I don't know, committing
cancer.
Suicide with a gunshot to the head, right?
Right.
Getting shot, gunned down in Chicago, right?
Being run over by a truck.
Being run over by a truck, getting in a head-on car crash on a motorcycle, you know, all these things. But if you died with COVID, they counted
COVID.
You as COVID, right?
Not of COVID.
So now we've taken all these, on top of the testing's not right. So we have all this polluted data, right? So we don't know exactly how many people really died because they contracted COVID. Most of the folks, the majority of people that died, sadly, were over the age of, you know, 78. They were in nursing homes.
They were
These
dying
are folks
anyway.
That were – once you're in a nursing home, that's like the end stages,
right?
You don't go there first.
What the stats show us, Glenn, is they were dying anyway.
They were dying anyway, of course.
Not to sound unsympathetic.
Well, that's how when you get to a nursing home, right?
If the average age of death in this country went from 78 down to 48 or 58, then you could say, okay, the COVID hit us in a different way.
Right.
It did not.
They're dying in nursing homes, not in daycare centers.
Yeah, that's right.
Not to minimize it. Again, my uncle was in a nursing home. He died in September, right? Now, he didn't die of COVID. He just died because he's 86 years old. When you go to a nursing home, that's typically the last stop, right?
Yep.
It's not the first stop. Again,
that's
it's not daycare.
That's
it's not
that's
kindergarten, folks.
That's right.
It's the last stop, right? But we will never know because we polluted the numbers. I don't know, on purpose, whatever. We polluted the numbers by adding in all these other deaths. We'll never be able to go back and look at all these death certificates and unwind this. So then that leads you to, well, what would be a proper, you know, what would be the way to really quantify this? And the only way you can quantify it because of the polluted data is to look at excess deaths over a period of years. So some years have more deaths than others. Some years we have natural disasters. Some years we had an Indonesia hurricane that killed 250,000 people in minutes, right?
Yep.
Sadly, tragic. So tragedies happen, right? But if you average and take some of those things out and you look at the average annual deaths per day, what you'll find in 2020 is it's not much higher than in previous years, right?
Right.
And that's the only metric you can look at
now.
Which,
by the way,
excess deaths over average. That's all you can look at.
every year we've been going up at about 1.7 to 2%. Why? Because our population grows, right?
Right, exactly.
We now have 340 million people in this country. Right. We didn't have 340 million people in this country 15 years ago, right? Yep, in line with everything else. Exactly what we said, by the way. If there's anybody that nailed this thing right from the get-go, it was us. I
love the people taking credit for it now, though.
I know.
I love the people going, oh, I was a never shut down from the get-go. Meanwhile, these are the same people that were going, oh, my God, don't approach
the restaurants down.
Yeah, we can't. Yeah. We stay inside. You're risking everybody else.
Andrew's doing a good job. He's trying to make it safe. Now they can't figure out why 90% of their friends are losing their businesses in the restaurant industry, right?
Right.
The gyms. How asinine is this? We got to go to a gym with a mask on. Are you kidding me? Right. Are you kidding me?
It's ridiculous.
How many people are going to die on a treadmill running with a mask? How many folks do we have to lose there, right? Watch and see the respiratory problems we have 2 to 5 years from now because of this. Asinine at best.
Our death rate at 150,000 people per 330 million, the death rate is 0.04%.
That's, again, including everybody who died with COVID, not of COVID.
You can cut that in half, most likely.
Easy.
Right?
Easy.
Cut that in half.
Yep.
And so you take that down to about a 0.02% death rate.
Puts us in line where the flu was
exactly
2 years ago. Not including, by the way, the overdoses now that are up 42% in May from year over year, right?
It just depends on the demographic.
The stat that you talked about before, about 1 in 4 children now.
Scary. Young adults.
Thinking about suicide. That is ridiculous. Scary.
That's not acceptable.
And that is what's going to be the cause of. By the way, again, hate to be right. We were damn right.
Yeah,
nailed
but that's
it right
not
from
acceptable.
The get go. No,
that's not acceptable. When you look at the different age bands and you compare this with the flu, the good news is that it didn't affect anybody really under the age of 45 or 50.
It was way safer than the normal flu.
Under
way
the age of 50, for children especially, under the age of 50, you have a higher probability of actually dying in a car crash. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, right? For sure a car crash.
For sure a car crash. However, if you're over the age of, let's say, 80...
Yeah,
it's higher than the flu, right? Yeah. It's killed about 3% death rate.
To your point before, the tough part about that is, did they die of COVID or did they die with COVID, right?
Yeah.
Because if they died of COVID, I would think that number would have dropped from 78 down to like 76, right? We would have lost people faster in a nursing home because COVID took them out.
Well,
that's not what the numbers are showing. What the numbers are showing is people died with COVID, not of COVID.
Right.
Therefore, we're still at a 78, the age range of 78, and COVID didn't change it at all, right? I would think it would have bumped it up, right? My mom's in a nursing home. Oh, my gosh, she got COVID. Oh, well, we could have had 3 more years out of this. It would have lasted.
Right.
No, that's not what the studies are showing.
The studies,
they died with COVID, not of COVID.
Yeah, the studies are showing that most of the folks would have died within the 12-month period, right?
They would
have died this year anyway. Now, again, every month is precious. Unfortunately, those same months, we were not allowed to see our loved ones in nursing home, folks.
So you can
say, well, I got to tell you, I have a 90-some-year-old great aunt, right? She would rather die than stay in her house any longer.
My grandmother would.
That's where she's at right now. She's at the point where she's saying, you know what? I'm done. Put a fork in me. I've had enough. I'd rather go out and get it. And then stay in my house any longer. That's where
my grandmother is in her mid-90s. She says every time, "What, this is ridiculous." She says to my mother, "Do you know how much stuff we've been through? Do you know how many viruses I've seen?
Right.
This is ridiculous."
Right.
And I'm thinking to myself, how could my grandma, who's got Alzheimer's, right? She's got her long-term memories, her short-term memory not so good.
Still smarter than a lot of liberals.
Way smarter than a lot of liberals. But she's getting it. I'm like, then she goes, "I don't want you to wear that mask," because she's telling my mom. Of course, they won't let us in. You get two people every 2 weeks, right?
Right, it's
now, if she was in Wendy Correctional Facility, we could see her every
problem.
Day.
No
had
problem.
She stabbed somebody or murdered somebody 10 years ago, we'd be able to visit her on a daily basis, right?
Yep.
You folks with your masks on, shame on you, by the way. Shame on you. And that's shame on you, by the way, if you think it's helping you, God bless you. If you are wearing a mask because Andrew Cuomo told you to, it's time to rip that thing off and move on with our lives.
Well, if you're a business, and I got to tell you, we've been really sympathetic.
Some stones, by the way. These businesses
we've been sympathetic. We've been trying to support you. We've been trying to help you. We've got you on the radio. We're telling people to visit your restaurants.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to give this about one more month, folks.
Yeah.
One more month. And then I am no longer going out to dinner. I'm not going to patronize places anymore.
No.
Until we go back to normal, I'm going to become a hermit.
Or until you have a set of stones.
I don't want to go out like that anymore. I don't want to put a mask on to walk from an outside restaurant to walk from the door to the table
right.
out. side
right.
to then get to the table and take your mask off is the stupidest,
right.
most ridiculous thing. And those that think that that's somehow helping, I don't even know. You're beyond help.
It's not helping anything. You know what it's doing? It's forcing people to not go out. They're going, you know what?
Exactly.
I'm there. I don't want to wear a mask from this place to
not
that place.
It.
I'm not doing
it.
So I'll just stay at home and cook my own food. I go out, by the way, not to eat for the food. I go out because I like to socialize. I like to see people. We typically go out to dinner somewhere in our town, so I know a lot of folks. That's fun to me. Like, that's a Saturday night. If we can get a babysitter, you know, maybe have a glass of wine at the bar before dinner, right? That is fun to me. That's what we do. You can't do that anymore, right?
So I will say this, though, from a financial planning perspective, this is great because, I mean, people are – I never realized how much money I spend on dinners. I got to be honest. Like, as a financial planner, right? Seriously. In all fairness, like, I'm looking – I was telling Kelsey this morning, you know, our marketing director – I'm like, you know, I'm going to start adding more money to our clients' budgets because I look at you. Always joked about this, Mike. Where's that fish fry? Where's that? I know you go out for a fish. Now, if you go out for a Friday night fish fry, that's pretty cheap. But most of us are doing out more than that, right? So I looked at my budget, and I keep a tight budget or anything, but I looked at like where our spending habits have been. And honest to God, we were probably going out once a week, right?
Yeah.
Spending about $150 a week on dinner, maybe dinner and drinks, right? So you're talking about $600 a month. That's $7,000 to $8,000 a year, right? For an average household that makes $80,000 to $100,000, you're saving 8 to 10% potentially of your budget that you could be putting away in your 401k and other places. So from an investment saving standpoint, you know, I don't know that people are going to change their habits. I think a lot of people I'm talking to, because we're getting these calls, right? Hey, I got an extra $10,000 in my account I want to throw into the market. Hey, I got an extra $5,000. Yep. I think a lot of people are going to adjust their spending habits and are not going to go back to these restaurants. Right. So you
and
folks better be really careful about how you proceed from here, because you may not get some of these people back.
Same is true with gyms, by the way. Gyms
absolutely.
I hear these gyms, by the way, they're like, oh my God, we're so thankful to open up. What are you thankful for? You should be pissed off.
Yeah, right.
You just ruined five months of your business.
Right.
You're thankful.
Thankful.
Like King Andrew was letting
you open so much,
thank
benevenient
you.
Leader.
We'll wear a mask and we'll
my
wipe everything down.
My benevolent leader, thank you so much. What a joke.
We'll wipe everything down, I promise. We'll do a good job. By the way, again, I continue to say it. If you can get me the names of some health inspectors or some of the folks that work for the liquor authority, I do want to find these people and make sure they're social distancing. I do want to make sure that they're following the rules. And when they're out with their neighbors in their backyard, they're all wearing masks. So please, please, please help me out if you can. Nobody ever people are afraid of these folks. They're petrified. They're petrified.
Well, because they have all the power. They have
their
the power
business,
to destroy your business. Think about this, folks. They can walk in arbitrarily, take your liquor license, and steal your livelihood.
They can do that.
They have that power.
Anyways.
It's crazy.
They're stealing it anyway.
Well, they are, but I'm just saying.
Destroying these companies.
For somebody to – they put rules in place, folks, so that you don't have this kind of tyranny. The rules are supposed to be, hey, you get three strikes and you get a hearing. In New York State, you're guilty until you get your hearing. That's how it works, right?
Yeah.
So they take your liquor license, you're out of business, and then you get a hearing to defend yourself, to prove your innocence. They don't have to prove your guilt, folks.
There will be
they don't have to come in and prove your guilt. They don't have to have a video camera or pictures. You're automatically guilty in New York State if you're under the liquor authority stump. You're automatically guilty until you get to go to a hearing to try to prove your innocence. That's not how this country was supposed to be formed, right? That's not how we're founded. That's not how it's supposed to work. You put these rules in place to protect people from tyrants, whether they're Andrew Cuomo, King Cuomo is a tyrant, or they're the liquor authority guy who's coming in with his clipboard and his pencil going, I didn't like that menu. I'm putting you out of business.
Well, now they take
that's
them
what's
to
happening.
Court. They get the answer that they want, and then Cuomo says, too bad anyways.
Too bad.
But these people listen.
Yeah,
stop it.
Okay.
I hear, they're going to take my liquor license. Screw it.
They
sell,
took it already. They took it.
Without liquor. That's
they
right.
They took it already, folks.
It's
gone, guys.
Go open up and tell them to go hell. That's what I would be doing. I'd say, go to hell. He took my liquor license. No problem. I'll just keep buying liquor, and I'm going to sell it.
But, Mike, they've
forget
already taken it.
I'm done.
But correct me if I'm wrong, but Arrowhead?
Yes.
Taken. It's gone. You've lost it already.
I'd still sell.
Right? You're going to get it back, but they have thus far, right now, they have taken it already.
Wouldn't stop me.
What
wouldn't
more could they do?
Me. It would not stop me. I would continue to sell, and I'd continue to try to sue them, but I would continue to sell and say, too bad, go to hell. I'm continuing to open up. And by the way, you banquet facilities, you will be next, right?
Oh, yeah.
People, as you mentioned before, Glenn, people will get accustomed to not having to do this stuff. So the banquet facilities will go away, and people will just say, hey, you know what? Hey, Joe, you know, you've got a beautiful house. Can I just do it in your backyard?
That's exactly what's happening.
Hey, can I just do it on the beach? We'll just all meet up on the beach. We'll get married there. We'll
exactly
go back
what's
to
happening.
And you know what? You're going to get wiped out. So you got one shot here. You gyms?
Yep.
I'm not going to continue to wear a mask at gym. I'm not going to do it. So guess what? I'm going to set up my own equipment, and I'll start working out. And guess what's going to happen? You'll see mobile workout folks that'll just show up at your office. They'll put together the workout for you. They'll put together, and then, you know, 5-6 folks will bond together.
It's a great idea, actually.
Yeah.
That's a great business concept. It's just like a food truck, is a mobile workout facility.
Yeah.
That's genius.
Yep. I'm trying to convince Ron Reinstein's wife to do that. So
that's a great idea.
Get the workout truck, we'll call it.
Yep. Yeah, that's a great idea. I mean, bring it right to you and, you know,
bring all the stuff. Yep. Workout balls, the tires that you roll over, the bands, all that stuff. Real easy to do. Yep.
But De Blasio, he won't miss a beat. He'll still be going to the YMCA because he's got the whole place to himself.
He's got his own private gym. I mean, his wife stole, what, $1 billion out of the city? I mean, you think they can afford their own private gym?
She's getting more.
I bet you at one of their townhouses, they've got an extra floor with just all the right equipment that they need.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure. Yeah. Let's switch gears for a second before we wrap this up.
We'll wrap up with Alvarez.
I want to play some of these clips. You know, we talked a little bit earlier, and the difference between the DNC and the first night of the RNC, what a positive message. You heard from business owners. You heard from business leaders, entrepreneurs. You know, Charlie Kirk was a young kid who started the Students for Conservative something or other. That's not even close. I butchered that. I'm sorry, Charlie. But he's done a great job. He's got a great organization. I'm sorry, I'll have to look it up before we go.
How about the difference between Trump's son and Biden's son, huh?
Oh, my gosh. What a joke. Anyway, so this was one of the speakers last night. Maximo Alvarez is a Cuban national, and we've in the past had Tony Oliva. Antonio Oliva is a good friend and a colleague of ours. We share an office in South Florida. He's been a friend and a colleague for over a decade. And Tony was born in Cuba. His parents and his family made a lot of sacrifices to get out of the country. And when you hear Tony, he'll be on our radio shows on the Financial Guys Radio Network this weekend, but you hear the emotion in his voice and almost to the point of breaking down in tears at the thankfulness of being an American. Yeah.
But,
and I
but
see
scared.
These kids.
He's scared,
absolutely.
When he hears you got to wear a mask, when he hears
that's
you
right.
need to rat your friends in.
That's right. Erie County Health Commissioner. Yeah. Turn in your friends, turn in your family.
She's a real prize,
by the way.
I have literally called
her. We should be following her around. Let's hire some private investigators. Let's put a couple $1,000s aside.
Yep.
Let's hire some private investigators and let's follow these clowns around town. Let's follow around Erie County
Bernstein,
executive polling cars.
Yep.
Let's follow around Health Commissioner Bernstein and let's see what their day-to-day activities are. We'll hire some investigators and we'll get some photos up. I'd love to do that.
The taxpayers are paying her and she doesn't have the stones to call us back. I have called 15 times and I know she's getting the messages because they tell me, oh, well, she's still, you know, trying to work it out. Yeah. Oh, we'll have her call you back. Oh, sure you will. Right.
Yeah.
She doesn't have the stones to come on and defend yourself. That is disgusting.
No, but how do you defend that?
Disgusting.
Turning your friends and your family?
Disgusting.
How do you defend that? You can't defend that. Just like most liberal policies, you can't defend any of this.
Turning your enemies, even worse.
Right?
Turning your enemies,
right.
she says.
Well, you're out of control. Out of control. This is Maximo Alvarez. I'm going to play three of his clips because I think they're all very pertinent. They're short, all about a minute or less, but I think they're really great. And this guy is just nails it last night. And you hear the emotion in his voice. You'll hear the same emotion from our special guest this upcoming weekend on the radio shows. And it means a lot. When you see these kids in the street and they're screaming at police officers, I hate America, then get out, pick your place. I will buy your plane ticket.
Go there.
Think communism is so good, Cuba's go live in
welcome.
Cuba for a while. It's open, you can move there.
Go there, float over there,
man.
It's a short boat ride.
Exactly. This is a Maximo Alvarez.
I heard the promises of Fidel Castro, and I can never forget all those who grew up around me, who looked like me, who suffered and starved and died because they believed those empty promises. They swallowed the communist poison pill. If you have a chance, go to the Freedom Tower in Miami. Stop and listen. You can still hear the sounds of those broken promises. It is the sound of waves in the ocean carrying families clinging to pieces of wood. Families with children who can't swim, but willing to risk everything to reach this blessed land. It is the sound of tears hitting the paper of an application to become an American citizen.
so important. And and back then, folks, you couldn't just walk into this country. You still can't if you're a Cuban national. But if you're a Mexican, no problem, right? You can walk in, no right. consequences. Back then, when guys like Maximo Alvarez, guys like Antonio Oliva were able to escape, and that's what it was, folks. It was escaping communism, okay? They had to be sponsored by one of their relatives or somebody, a friend in this country. That sponsor had to guarantee that they were not going to take welfare or handouts. Yeah. And, These folks from Cuba worked so hard, and that piece of paper, he's right, that piece of paper of American citizenship is so important to these folks. Yeah. It means so much.
Well, the sad,
they risked their life, their kids' lives, to get here, to give them a better life and opportunity. And to see these kids in the street just, you know, screaming at police officers, smashing windows, where are their parents? What's the matter with you?
Is more important than ever, right? Gosh. We're losing grasp on the world to communism, and there's going to be nowhere to go. Nowhere to go.
No,
where do you
and
go?
He says that. Canada? There's nowhere to go. Where there's go? Nowhere to go if we lose this. Nowhere to go. It's a scary thought. It really is. Let me play this next clip. This is some of the promises, you know, that they talked about and some of the things, and it lines up very neatly.
Huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Those four promises: spread the wealth, free education, free health care, defund the police, trust the social more than your family and your community. They don't sound radical to my ears. They sound familiar. And Fidel Castro was asked if he was a communist. He said he was a Roman Catholic. He knew he had to hide the truth.
Yep.
But the country I was born in is gone, totally destroyed. When I watch the news in Seattle, Chicago, Portland, and other cities, when I see the history being rewritten, when I hear the promises, I've heard echoes of the former life I never wanted to hear again. I see shadows I thought I had outrun. My parents only wanted one person to decide my fate, me, not some party member. Not some government official, not some bureaucrat. In America, I would decide my own future. I am so grateful to America, the place where I was able to build my American dream through hard work and determination.
Just amazing.
You could feel the passion in his voice.
Absolutely.
Right?
Sound
familiar, folks? Spread the wealth, free education, free health care, defund the police. Boy, that sounds like a platform somebody's running on.
Right now. Sounds like last week's DNC conference with more doom and gloom.
And they just can't get it.
Sadly,
look at the cities, folks. Their cities they've imploded. They're disgusting. They're rat infested.
And the Democrats are fanning the flames. Look what happened this past weekend, right? You had another African American shot. I have no idea what the circumstances are, and Joe Biden doesn't either. And yet Joe Biden's out there going, well, here we go again.
Yet
burn it down. Burn it down.
Little white boy was shot by a black man a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
They couldn't mention it.
No.
Didn't even mention it.
Nope.
Couldn't even. Why? Because it didn't fan the race flames.
That's
it didn't fit the narrative.
I got to tell you, folks, I got to believe that the 80% or more of Americans are absolutely sick and tired of this. And I got to, if the Democrats are unable to cheat, If it's a quasi fair election,
Trump wins in a landslide.
Trump wins in an absolute landslide. He wins more electoral votes than he did against Hillary Clinton.
They're
going
to try to do their best to cheat, right?
I got to believe this is 1984. This is Ronald Reagan, Mondale all over again. Yep. But that's before the Democrats were just evil and would do anything.
I love the charts. I love the prediction charts of where Trump's going to be. These are the same folks that were doing the COVID models a few months ago.
Exactly.
Now they're 96% off.
That's right. What a joke. Anyway, do us a favor, folks. If you like what you hear, hit the icon.
Yeah,
hit the bell. What else you got to do?
Subscribe on YouTube, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. And don't forget to listen to us on Saturdays in multiple markets on the radio, whether it's Western New York Buffalo, Rochester, and most of South Florida. So check us out. Go to our website for all the information, though. And, again, like us. Hit the bell. Subscribe on YouTube. We need conservative talk on there.
I think on YouTube, by the way, I think we're going to take our last week's YouTube podcast and maybe put it up on our website. So, again, thefinancialguys.com. That way you can go see it for those that missed it last week. Thanks again, YouTube, for taking it down.
We've been banned from a few of these platforms. Yeah. That's a good thing if you're a conservative. That means you need to catch it, all right?
That's right.
On behalf of Mike Lomas, Gunwiggle, we'll see you next week.